Listeners are easily distracted. And welcome to the Preaching Points Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Hedinga. And if you enjoy our weekly podcast, you may be interested in our quarterly audio journal called Pulpit Talk. Each issue discusses various topics which will help you develop preaching excellence. You can find out about this resource and more at the Center for Preaching website and the Gordon Conwell online store. All right, now let's get to this week's topic, where Drs. Scott Gibson, Jeff Arthurs, and Haddon Robinson chat about the reality of distraction for your listeners when you preach.
Listeners are easily distracted. We all know it from experience, and it's not a pleasant thing that happens. Their minds wander, their eyes wander, they doodle, sometimes they sleep, and it's tough to stay riveted to a sermon. And frankly, sometimes we make it tough for them to stay riveted to a sermon. Why are listeners easily distracted?
I think that listeners can think five times faster than you and I can speak. So there's a lot of dead space in there. And I think that I'm listening to you, and you talk about having gone to a Red Sox baseball game. And I get that, and suddenly I'm down at the stadium. And I'm thinking about the Red Sox. But you're not talking about the Red Sox.
Right.
You're on to something else.
The train of our words pokes along at about the average American speaker is about 100, 120 words a minute. Poke, poke, chug, chug, chug down the road. But the thought speed of the listener is racing, and the human mind abhors a vacuum, and so it will fill it.
And they've carved out time, our listeners have, to be at the service and to hear the preaching and do the singing and all that. But their lives are swirling outside those doors and sometimes swirling in their minds and calling for their attention.
That's why I think the opening of the sermon, the introduction, has to raise the question, why bring this up today? I will give my attention to what I'm interested in. And someplace early in the sermon, I have got to show you that if you'll stick with me for 25 minutes, I'm going to talk about something that's interesting to you, and even more important, something that you will feel you need. So that you can direct your attention if you think that teacher or that preacher is going to say something that affects your life. As a teacher, you know this. Let me give you three or four things that'll be on the exam. Pens are out, writing it.
Yeah.
Because they feel they need to know that.
Right.
But attention, or this issue of distraction, is very tough in our culture because it's an electronic culture, mediated, fragmented. You know, that cell phone is vibrating and interrupting us, and it's tough today for people to stick with a train of thought, a linear, an argument, or even a narrative. How can we help them listen?
Well, one is that we're clear. If we are clear, even though they may race ahead of us, they may think that they're going where we're going, but our clear approach may also be inductive. And so we're going to give them a little bit of a surprise as we move along. So
good.
One is clarity.
Another tool is the necessity of transitions and reviews. Because they're racing ahead, the flock is dissipating and scattering. We need to regather the flock on the highways and byways of Judea and get them all back together.
Yeah, there are times when people are just flat out bored and they can't wait till you get through. But there are other times in which they are interested. They sense that what you're talking about is something important to them. They don't have disciplined minds, so their minds go up. So you have to come back and review. So this is how you started, but tie me back into that idea or back into that introduction so that you are helping me think at those transitions. And that's why transitions are so important to clarity, and clarity is so important to relevance.
And in addition to that, I would think that the delivery of how we speak, using, in a sense, colorful wording, descriptive wording that will help folks to focus on what you're saying and to avoid the distraction factor.
The triteness leads to distractness. If I hear the cliches and slogans I've heard, men and women who are Christians need to give attention to God's word, and they need to know what the salvific portions of the Bible are saying. Those are large words. They don't necessarily hear them or if they've heard them before, but nothing is going on in their heads.
All right, this is a good reminder. Listeners are easily distracted. That is a fact, so let's try to deal with it in our preaching.
Yeah, thank you, Haddon and Jeff and Scott, for this week's Preaching Points podcast from the Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. Every week we try to offer brief reflections on preaching that point you toward preaching excellence. And once again, you can find all sorts of preaching resources at our Center for Preaching website, gordonconwell.edu/preaching. gordonconwell.edu/preaching. All right, I'm Brian Hettinga. We'll see you next week on Preaching Points.